Come on, let's have it out. I am the one that you Greetings and good evening. Welcome to Rants, Rock, and Reggae. I am Natasha Devine, as usual. So every once in a while, I get requests, right? And sometimes they'll be like, "Oh, can you bring this person on your show?" And a lot of times it'll be like somebody that's like huge, famous, I don't even know how to contact, and it just didn't happen or whatever. But in this case, somebody asked me to look into something and expose. So I did. And I took the research project, essentially made a video out of it. It's very disturbing. The type of stuff that you find nowadays. Of course, there's always been weird shit, perverts and weirdos and all kind of messed up stuff in the world, right? But in this particular instance, we're talking about people who are going around a large amount of young and underage people. And that seems to be the kind of the go-to thing for perverts now, you know, like, I just want to be out and out with my perversion around children, you know, like that's like a trend among pervs or something. Because let me get this out of the way, that I don't really care what somebody does in their bedroom unless that's like killing or something, you know what I mean? But I also need you to understand that me not caring what goes on in your bedroom doesn't mean that I'm approving of it. It means I don't want to fucking hear about it. It means I don't, it's not my business and it's not other people's business to know what type of dirty stuff people get down to in their personal lives. But some people make it very, 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 very public. Or some people lead a double life where they are out to one community as being way out, and then they put on another persona with different groups of people. And that's kind of the focus today is we're talking about somebody who has a little bit of a issue, you know, and they are putting it around kids. Not strictly only kids, but in an all ages environment. And I think that's why the person who wrote me on Instagram wanted me to cover this, because yesterday I did the skinhead special. And I was more kind of like raising the profile of skinhead and understanding, you know, helping people to understand what it is and the history of that. But there is also a bad side, which is the people who get involved because they know that a lot of young people come to it or for some type of fetish for skinheads. And I think that's what we're going to be dealing with today. Somebody who has a fetish for skinheads, they don't realize, they don't treat it like a culture. They treat it like a kinky fashion. Like, you're dressing that way for a perversion reason rather than a utilitarian reason. Which is obviously not the case for 99.9999% of skinheads. And there have been skinheads, for example, who were gay that just happened to be also gay, but their main identity was, yeah, I'm a skinhead, but, you know, the gay thing is whatever. But there's an element of this fetish world which sexualizes the whole idea of skinhead itself. And, you know, they are attracted to the robust masculinity. A lot of times it's rich people who have some sort of fetish for like the working class, like, oh, you live a hard life and you get sweaty and all this kind of weird shit, right? But anyway, a person wrote me on Instagram after that and requested me to expose this band, Conservative Military Image, and their crew, FSU, on the show. So I have also uploaded this video to my YouTube, but I figured I want it to be on the podcast, so it'll be on the other platforms like Spotify and everything as well. To be honest, to start off with, didn't really know much about this band. I knew about their imagery, and I had seen them playing a bunch of shows, and I had seen one photo of the band ever, and they didn't look like skinheads in the picture. When they first appeared on the internet, I saw their content, and I thought it was some old bonehead, some old, like, Nazi that didn't want to show his face, because there was no pictures of musicians whatsoever. It turns out, as more I research now, that the guy was a one-man band at first. And then he built it up with these other members or whatever. But the imagery on this band's content is totally skinhead. It's drawings of skinheads, pictures of skinhead girls, pictures of boots, pictures of just pieces of the fashion and the culture is all the imagery for this band. But it's all digital. It's all in the art, because none of these people look like this in real life. They just look like regular dudes with like Adidas and sweatshirts. Like, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between this guy and any other, you know, musclehead idiot at the mall. Okay. It's about 8 minutes long, but I'm going to let you guys watch this, and then I'm going to discuss a little bit more about the research project at the end. But here, have a look. Let's set it up.
To cover this topic of CMI-FSU. The search results raised many questions. Contradictory and somewhat disturbing.
In the 1980s, Straight Edge emerged as an appealing fusion of self-control and in-your-face protest. Yet it began by accident, from a single lyric by the band Minor Threat in 1981. The song, a declaration of an individual choice, lasted 45 seconds. but generations to follow would take it and make it their own.
Straight Edge really did emerge from one song that set out the values of Straight Edge, but it wasn't ever intended to be a movement. It must have tapped into something that was going on in our culture at the time, but it's contradictory in the sense that these kids are rebelling by living out what every middle-class parent's dreams are, in a sense, for their children.
Inadvertently, a movement had begun, giving rise to a subculture. And almost inevitably, a militant arm emerged, in part because of the man behind this mask.
We are a group of artists, f-ups, punk rockers, skaters, hardcore kids fighting back. We are your children raised on Ritalin and Prozac, biting the hand that's reared us.
Yeah, you know, my parents had marched with Martin Luther King, so they're pacifists. I got turned down to Huey P. Newton, Stokely Carmichael, and Malcolm X. But every kind of movement does have to have a violent side, because you realize pacifism usually doesn't work.
In the decentralized, unofficial world of Straight Edge, Elgin and his friend John Buckley began building a more well-defined crew, one that went far beyond the goals and choices of kids who called themselves positive. They gave this new harder edge its own name, FSU.
FSU stands for Friends Stand United, Forever Stand United, but it originally started as F It Up.
I wanted to be involved in a Straight Edge that had balls to it, which is hard as nails. It wasn't posy. It wasn't about community in the sense of like live and let live. It was you're an army.
This new Straight Edge, where Elgin and John worked as bouncers at a club, and drugs, alcohol, and wild partying was the norm. For Straight Edge vigilantes, they were in the perfect position, beating up drunk kids and punishing the drug pushers.
That's where many, you know, a drug dealer coming in, chances are he's gonna come on our radar all of a sudden, like, okay, that guy's got something up. We're gonna follow that guy into the bathroom. We're gonna smash his face into the porcelain toilet bowl. We're gonna empty out the drugs out of his pockets and flush him. And then we're gonna take his big bowl of, you know, roll of cash. And then that's probably gonna last time you're gonna see the guy.
There are two ways of doing things. They gave us what we wanted and never came back. Or we beat them, took what we wanted, and just turned them over to the cops. That's it. And so few ever came back.
Roll my ass.
The Fuhrer on Lansdowne Street was captured in a video called Boston Beatdown.
Given nothing, we are taking everything, making this world a place of our own.
Laced with interviews with Elgin, it's a kind of documentary on the state of American youth culture. The director, Ronan Morris, is now a Boston lawyer.
The majority of the problems that were out there on the street were alcohol-related. But if you look a little further, what you're really seeing is
it's American culture. It's, you know, it's our society, whether you want to admit to it, whether you want to ignore it.
The violence was meant to shine a mirror on the society they saw with straight-edge eyes. But it also brought attention, and worse, on Elgin and his crew.
People call FSU a gang or say that, you know, like I'm a gang member, like a violent thug. Like we don't deal drugs, you know what I mean? We don't do drive-by shootings. It's basically just a group of kids looking out for each other and watching out for each other.
Elgin moved to Hollywood, and John started a poetry press. But what they started in Boston wouldn't just go away. The militant side had taken hold, and it was heading off to new battlegrounds.
Looking back on it with 2020 vision, yeah, it probably was eventual that somebody was going to end up getting killed.
Its darkest hour was ahead.
FBI classification as a street gang. Extortion. And finally, murder.
So you saw that. There's a lot of information to digest there, but let's start at the beginning. Somehow, a band affiliated with pretty much the most militant, straight-edged anti-drug crew is shooting up steroids in their music video. That perplexed me a little bit. I went in after I made this video, was looking for a little bit more information that could, you know, harmonize that for me. And all I could find was somebody saying that they saw some FSU people at a gig smoking and was asking, are they still straight edge? So I guess, at least it began as a very militant straight edge thing, but maybe now they're just no hard drugs or something like that. Although I would consider doing steroids and injecting anything hard drugs, but you know what they mean, recreational drugs that get you messed up or whatever. They believe that you want to be clear-minded all the time by not doing any type of drugs, which is crazy to me because anybody who's in a culture that's militant and ready to fight and ready to, as you see, kill somebody over their beliefs, they're not doing something clear-headed. They're obviously thinking in an enraged state. So how that's better than being drunk is beyond me. But as I went into the singer who was, you know, it was his one-man band at first, as you saw, there was that skinhead-looking guy licking a boot, and it had a bunch of gay and Leatherman hashtags, and that was his band before Conservative Military Image. And I also noticed, I caught that he lied in an interview. He said he just started playing music with this band, and he had never, he bought a guitar and was trying to learn how to play to write the songs, but he had already had a one-man band previous to this, but I guess he didn't want to get into it with the skinhead interviewer at the time about how it was a leather skinhead fetish band. Okay. And also, by the way, Poppers, the name of his band, Popper Stomper, is a reference to the amyl nitrate, which is a drug that was popular in the gay scene, but it's popular with other people too in the 70s and 80s. It's basically kind of like speed. Just different chemical. And that was weird. But then it's also Popper Stomper sounding like the movie about Nazi skinheads, Romper Stomper, right? So clearly this guy is a skinhead fetishist. The art and all those things are some type of perv shit for this guy. Possibly for everybody in his band. I don't know. But he's into some real weird shit, as you see, you know, weird BDSM stuff. And then I'll post it right next to a picture, of his kid, which is disturbing to me. And then, cause I mean, why is that disturbing? Not just because some people might say, well, the kid's not there looking at the other content. The point is that you're attracting people to your page who are looking for sexual content, and you're showing them pictures of children. What does that make you? Okay. And it's your own child, which is weird. And I mean, I don't really post pictures of my kid online anyway, not really publicly, unless they're, you know, kind of hidden in a way where they, you know, you can't really see or something like that. But that just blew my mind. Like, have a bunch of leather daddy stuff next to picture of, you know, you've eaten dinner with your kid. Obviously, he's not totally gay because he has a wife. He's either bisexual or pansexual, or maybe he identifies as gay with a wife. I don't know. But I feel like this guy is a good example of the failures of the modern American military. That this is what you come out as. You go in to the military to, supposedly the purpose is to fight for your country. A lot of people do it for college money or for the training so they can learn things about guns and fighting and stuff like that. But realistically, anybody who is doing somebody else's culture for a fetish is a fucking trash to me, right? Like, it's not just because it's my culture, skinhead, but like, even if it was like, oh, you were dressing up like a, you're dressing up like a Native American and dancing around for some sex party, I would think that was offensive as well, you know? The connection, though, between that weird queer left combined with those ties to jihadists is something I thought I should talk about. We have this anomaly now, Queers for Palestine. You see all these gay and trans people basically promoting the creation of a state that would have them be illegal. They would be not allowed. They would either be killed or removed. And every time you bring it up to any of these people, they're like, well, it's bad enough here. I don't need to worry about what are the problems for gays in other countries. It's like, well, okay, but why are you promoting this country when it's going to be so much worse than here? So much worse. Yeah, there's people in America, oh, they make fun of you. I mean, that's really the fucking oppression that queer people are feeling in America, is people roasting them. They don't have any legal differences between them and other people. And in fact, they have, in a sense, special privileges because they can just say, oh, well, this person, you know, the reason they got in a fight with me is because they're homophobic and it was a hate crime or something like that, you know? It's so weird because just last night I was trying to tell you, like, look, you know, skinhead is not this racist thing. It's not all these stereotypes and stuff. And this day I come across this guy who's active in the skinhead scene and functioning on just all the stereotypes, just totally going with the idea, you know, that like, the pictures that he uses of skinheads, that's like gay Nazi stuff because it's a Nazi fetish. I don't think the guy is himself a Nazi. He's left wing, far. Nazis are the center left, authoritarian center left. This guy is like against Trump and all that kind of stuff. And as you saw, there was a lot of controversy in their comment section on their video. And people can't tell if this guy is trolling. They don't know. And then there's a lot of young people like, oh, I just discovered this shit. This is hard as fuck. This is cool, you know? And the problem is this guy is playing all ages shows, right? And I think probably about 90% of the people going to these shows don't realize that this is a queer dude doing a skinhead fetish thing. Look, like I said, you can have whatever your fetishes are, but don't bring them out around the kids, please. Please. I know that you might think that queer is a culture and that it shouldn't be hidden and stuff. And that's fine, even if you want to acknowledge and say, well, yeah, just so you know, I'm gay. That's fine. I think people should be out so they're not hiding it. But this guy is hiding it from one group, and then in his personal circles, he's comfortable with it. I know that going to most of these skinhead events, that most of these people are not gay. A lot of them are left wing, and they would be like comfortable with gay people being there. A lot of them, you know, maybe are looking at the imagery only, and they're right-wing people, and they're coming there, and maybe they're okay with gay people too, but this guy is, he's saying, take off your shirt, get on the floor. So he's telling young men in the crowd to take off their shirts, and they don't know that he's gay. This is a guy who uses hashtag shirtless men on Instagram. Okay. That's wrong. It's not right. It's not acceptable. And I'm not going to pretend like, oh, well, because this is a skinhead thing, that I'm just going to be like, well, they're part of my thing and people outside just don't understand or something. No, they're not part of my thing. I'm not part of their thing. This is another guy like Aaron Bushnell, who obviously went nuts from being in the military. Okay. Luckily, this guy didn't decide to, you know, set himself on fire in front of everybody, but in a sense, he is kind of flaming in front of everybody and not being clear about that's what's happening. If you're gay, be gay. If you are a skinhead and you're gay, that's just your lifestyle or whatever. But there's no such thing as a gay skinhead. That's a fetish. That's not a culture. Okay? A skinhead who happens to be gay is different. But gay skinhead, gay skins, that's people who are just gay people dressing up like skinheads, culturally appropriating our style for the purpose of some sort of fetishization, either of the leather boots or of just masculinity, or like I said, rich people having some fetish for being poor. Why are they like this? Why are they like this? I am very disappointed with the skinhead scene in America, and I have been for many years, but to allow this band to get the amount of attention that they're getting, they're getting interviews all over the place. They're not skinheads. I saw somebody in the comments say, well, it looks like this guy became a skinhead in his 40s. He never did. He still isn't. There are a million drawings of skinheads or photos from what are probably gay fetish things, because I don't recognize any of the skinheads in the picture. But the guy himself doesn't wear boots. You just have a bomber jacket, and everybody who has a bomber jacket is a skinhead? Do you know how many people have bomber jackets and don't know what the fuck a skinhead is, or wouldn't want to have anything to do with it? He just wears like Adidas trainers all the time and has never shaved his head. I know that a lot of people watching the show are not part of the skinhead culture, but even you know that a skinhead has a shaved head, right? I mean, it's kind of implied in the name. Now, of course, names aren't always 100% accurate, but it's implied that you have at least fairly short cropped hair, right? Not like this, like emo hair like this guy has, where, yeah, it's high and tight on the side, but he's got like a big puff of hair on the top, and he's also starting to go bald, which is weird because he's way younger than me. People should do research about bands that they're supporting, but I mean, a lot of people are not smart enough to know what kind of research to do, how to look things up, and it took me a while to figure out what was going on with this band. You know, like I said, I had seen their stuff about a year ago, maybe more. And it was very, very simple, very anonymous. It didn't say anything about the guy. I thought maybe it was a foreign band. I was like, is this some Chinese shit trying to sell stuff to Americans? Or is it like neo-Nazis that don't want to show their face and they're trying to sell shit to anti-racist people? But the drawings look nothing like the band, and the name Conservative Military Image already made me question, like, what does that mean? Why are you putting the word image in an oi and hardcore band. I mean, you're in a genre that's based around essentially authenticity is more important than even writing a good song. And here you are being fake as fuck. And on top of that, the songs aren't good either. But the original stuff that I heard it sounded just like a shitty TMF. If you don't know who TMF is, it's Tattooed Motherfuckers. It's a guy who used to be in some white power bands. This guy, Jonesy, from England. And he does everything. He has like a drum machine and this very metal, heavy metal sounding guitar tone. It's like a weird digital sound. But anyway, the production to me sounded just like TMF at first. Now I've heard some other stuff of theirs, and it's, you know, they have a real drummer and it's a little bit different sound, but none of it is catchy or memorable. But then the video, the one that I showed you where they're shooting up steroids, is called Yard Hard. And if you don't know what that means, that's a pecker word term. That's for in the prison, and generally white power guys are you ready to go out in the prison yard? That's what we're talking about, yard hard. And can you hold your own out there? Are you gonna fight or whatever? But then the guy admits that he's never been in prison in an interview that I watched, and that you saw in the video there that someone referenced it, that he said that although he's never been in prison, you know, it's kind of like being grounded by your parents, but more extreme. What? You're trolling, bro. What do you mean? You're writing a song about being in prison and it's pretty much like being grounded by your parents? Were your parents the state? What? Did your parents gather in a whole bunch of other bad kids from the neighborhood and lock you in a room with them and make sure that you survive? What the fuck? And also the videos that he does interviews at home, the background looks pretty nice. It looks like a pretty nice place. So I'm assuming just from the amount of stuff that this guy has invested in, combined with it, how nice his place looks and how clean everything he has is, I'm assuming this guy is not even working class, really. I saw that on his Instagram that he went to nursing school, but I don't know if he ever became a nurse or whatever. But I don't really care. I would hate to see such a person. If I go in and I need a nurse, though, I would request somebody else, because that person's obviously crazy. And the fact that he's shooting up steroids would make him very unsafe in a nursing situation. But again, they're around all ages crowd, and he's using intravenous drugs in a video and referencing prison. This is all some type of thing, part of the fetish for skinhead. Okay. Oh, steroids and muscles and a prison yard and hard and all this stuff. First of all, not every fucking skinhead goes to prison, obviously. But it's just more of that playing off of the stereotypes, you know? And I read some interview where he was saying, well, the people say that my lyrics are corny because they're not about anything serious. I just write stuff that's relatable. And it's like, well, it's relatable for you because you're thinking of it in a pervert way. Of course, you're not writing about anything serious. You're writing about, you know, muscles and men and things that you, you know, are turned on by, you know? So, yeah, it's a little bit of a different writing perspective from the average boy or punk singer, you know? I don't mean to do this just to just hate on some other band, but my point is that this is a symptom of the sickness in the culture. Not just within the subculture of skinhead, but in the macro general societal culture of the West today, where people have essentially thrown out making sense in favor of for what feels good at the moment. The links to the FSU show us that they're part of the sickness of society. You heard the FSU guy talking about, oh, well, you know, there's drugs and alcohol. It's just a reflection of American society and this and that, blah, blah, blah. Well, the real issue is that American society is supposed to be based on American values, which is the Constitution. And people are supposed to have freedom. And these guys decided that people are not to have freedom, that they're to be, you know, some independent level police force. And as you saw, they said they turn people into the cops. So they get this. They would rob somebody and then turn the person they robbed into the cops for having drugs in the first place. And the guy is trying to claim that, well, we're not really a gang. You rob people. Just because you turn them into the cops afterwards doesn't make you not a gang. It just makes you a fucking shifty snitch gang. You know what I mean? But there's something missing in society when the young men who are not doing drugs decide that the best function for them in life is to go and beat up people who they think are doing drugs or drinking, beating up drunk people. And so they say, oh yeah, we used to beat up drunk kids. You realize it's very easy to kill somebody by a group of people beating someone who's already consumed alcohol, right? Alcohol thick as your blood. You're probably going to fucking give this guy a fucking brain hemorrhage if you beat him in his head when he's drunk, you know? And now I don't, you know me, I don't promote drug use or heavy drinking. I mean, obviously I do drink wine and occasionally I have some beer, whatever. But excessive drinking is bad. Being hooked on drugs is bad. But I feel like most people know that, you know? I feel like most people are pretty much aware that, hey, you know, it's not good to be strung out on drugs. Do we really need a crew of guys going and beating the idea into people's heads? No, we didn't. But the FSU is, you know, the crew that these guys are affiliated with. You saw the guy in the FSU shirt in their video, and also the drummer was wearing an FSU shirt. Obviously, like I said, they've gone beyond the regular old fashioned views of steroids because they're, I mean, of views of straight edge because they're cool with steroid use and all that. But they are connected, with the, I guess, pop punk emo, group Fall Out Boy. Now, I already knew Fall Out Boy was shady for many years, and I've talked about it before. But seeing the crew connect, that they're in the same crew with these guys, the CMI shit, it kind of, something clicked and put it together for me. Oh, okay, now I understand. I also understand why Fall Out Boy was so commercially successful, because they use this whole network of people for support. And yeah, if your support network for your band and your security team at your shows is a violent group being watched by the feds who's known to have killed people, nobody's gonna be there like, yeah, you guys suck. You know what I mean? Nobody's gonna, they're using intimidation tactics as their promotion, essentially. you know? So I already knew the Fall Out Boy was shady, but then I was looking a little bit deeper, and as you saw, the drummer from Fall Out Boy used to be in Vegan Right. Vegan Right, guys. Are obviously extreme, a name like Vegan Reich. All right. Now people go, oh, they were, you know, left wing, and the name Reich is being ironic or something like that. But then you realize the singer, the guy who started the band, hates Jews. Maybe the Reich name wasn't so ironic after all, huh? His whole page, as you saw, was Free Palestine, all this shit. He's an Arab guy. And he, quote unquote, reverted, as they say, to Islam. And you saw he believes that every living creature is born a Muslim. So he's pretty extreme. He's not like your regular, guy that just happens to be of a Muslim identity or whatever. He's pretty extreme. The name of their album was Jihad. They had other albums too. Like, they had one called Hardline. I forget what the other one was, but you know, Jihad, really? And it just said it in Arabic on the cover too. So it says the band's name Vegan Reich, and it says Jihad in Arabic. So if you were wondering how something like Queers for Palestine could exist, well, this is the nexus, FSU, and things like it, where you have people who are militantly left-wing, violent, and they're going to throw all of their causes into that. So if people that are on the right support Israel because of, say, reasons of religion or something, even if the guys, the FSU guys, are not Muslims themselves, they're going to back the Muslims because that's as taking a side, you know. Doesn't mean that they themselves are converting to Islam. It just means that they are taking the side of the Islamic resistance. And the fact that they use the term Islamic resistance, you know, Hamas and all that, it links in with that left-wing idea that, you know, agitating and trying to push socialistic ideas is resistance, you know, to something. I don't know what they're trying to resist, capitalism or something. But there are a few things that tie all these groups together. Number one, they're highly anti-capitalist. And there's going to be different reasons why they're anti-capitalist. The hard left guys who are not religious or Muslims, the reason why they hate capitalism is because it doesn't give power to the government. And if they had a laissez-faire system, people would be allowed to do what they want to, and the government might not even know about it. Communists hate the government not knowing about anything. They want them to be all up your ass all day. The reason why the Islamists oppose capitalism is, number one, they presume that it is Jewish. But the other issue is that they also have a system that they would prefer to impose, which is Sharia banking. And they want to be compliant with Islamic law in every single transaction. So therefore, again, it's a threat to them. They don't like capitalism because capitalism is freedom. And freedom just leaves too many loopholes for these people to be pissed off about. You know, they get upset and they want to stop you because it's not making society conform to their worldview. And that's why they want this Sharia banking, fight capitalism, all this stuff is because they are trying to get the world to conform to their worldview. Like I was saw an imam the other day, he said, well, there's two types of people in the world. There are Muslims and people who are trying to fight the society that is Islam. So that's why they call it Dar el-Harb, because the house of war, because they believe that if you're not agreeing with them, that you're trying to fight them. You can't just be yourself. Forget just chilling and, you know, I have my own views, whatever. I'm not even paying attention to you. I don't even think about you at all. They're like, no, no, no. You better be thinking about us, goddammit. And I'm not really a fan of that. I don't like being told what to do, especially by ignorant as men with low IQs. So, you know, that's part of
disgusting. Disgusting.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And I think a lot of these gay people, far left gay people, are associating with all of this that supports all of that, even though the gays are, even though the Muslims are anti-gay, because they fetishize it. They want to be hurt. They're masochists. The guy literally shows on his thing. He's into BDSM, you know, and he's wearing like things around his neck and talking about, you know, pictures of a guy looking up at banana hammocks, like, you know, and stuff like that. The guy, obviously he's a bottom. Okay. And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with, you know, bottoms for Palestine. They want to be hurt. They like it. They enjoy it. It's kinky for them. They're self-hating because whatever, you know, their dad didn't approve of them, or they, you know, or maybe when they went to the military, you know, they killed way too many people and they feel guilty about it. Whatever's going on in the motherfucker's head is not my business. All I can see is what they acted out as on the outside. But it's the same thing. Like, the guy had a fetish for skinheads, and generally speaking, the fetish for skinhead is like a fetish for like for Nazi skinheads, or the, you know, the stereotype of skinheads that you see in movies, right? So again, the guy wants to be dominated. That's why he would be part of a crew which associates with people who would rather see him either completely stop the gay stuff and convert to Islam or dead. But when you have, you know, hashtag make mental illness great again, who cares, right? If you think that being hurt is awesome, you might think that everybody else would be cool with that too, you know? Oh yeah, they like, remember it said hurt me daddy and all this type of stuff on the guy's page. Well, that is your Queers for Palestine in a nutshell right there. I don't even know if the guy, Adam, outrightly supports the Palestine, but he's part of a network that definitely highly does. So, yeah, I mean, yes, he's ending up supporting that, even if he's not outwardly saying that he is. And it's amazing. People are like, oh, this shit's hard as fuck. These guys are tough. And when people come in the comments and say, you know, I don't know about this. This is a little bit questionable. Why is he telling kids to do steroids and go to jail when he's never been in jail? Because it's a fetish. How come nobody in this band looks like a skinhead? Because they want to get fucked by skinheads. They're not the skinheads. That ruins the fucking fantasy if they're the skinhead too. Jeez, don't you know anything? the fetish people are going to be the fucking downfall of society. The fucking masochists of the world are the downfall of civilization. They will lead us to death because they like to be hurt. They like to be spanked, abused, dominated. Something's wrong in some people's heads. Now, I don't know if this is because of pharmaceuticals or if they're all having their heads crushed with forceps when they're being born, or if it's the drugs that you know, like recreational, you know, steroids or something like that, that make these people think this fucked up stuff. But being hurt is bad. It's not good for you. Pain is a natural systemic response from your body to warn you of danger, to say, hey, if you continue with whatever this is, you could maybe die or end up severely injured. That's what pain is. I know what pain is. I have a fucking autoimmune disease. I have pain in all of my joints, all my muscles, every fucking day. All right? It's not fun. It's not cute. It's not something to fucking fetishize, pain. All right? And when you put other people through pain, they're having a bad time. It doesn't matter if you think it's cool to be spanked or dominated or hurt. When you're forcing that onto other people, it's almost like you're a rapist, just like a second degree rapist, you know? Like, you want people to be hurt against their fucking will just because you like to be hurt for your will. That's not okay. It's not okay. All right? Fetishizing totally unhealthy shit like satanic stuff and steroids and all this shit is unhealthy. People promoting this type of shit should not be around kids. All right? I don't believe that the guy's other band is actually NSBM, but it's just like conservative military image where he's stealing the imagery. It looks like a Nazi band because that's his fetish. He likes to look at that and probably, you know, gets a boner or something. Like, oh yeah, look at all this like evil looking satanic Nazi-ish stuff. You know, that's so cool. You know, it's like, it's not fucking cool. You're a retard. You're crazy. You're a crazy retard if you think that being beat is cool. If you think that licking another man's boots is cool, you're fucking crazy and you're a fucking crazy retard. Again, if you want to do that in your bedroom, I wouldn't be calling you a crazy retard because I wouldn't fucking know about it, right? I wouldn't have any fucking clue what you were doing, and you wouldn't have to deal with people like me saying offensive things about your sex life because we wouldn't know what the fuck your sex life was. Why do we? We shouldn't know. You're playing all ages shows where fucking 12-year-old kids are allowed to come in and it's a fetish night? It's a left-wing fucking fetish night? Get the fuck out of here. Now, some of the other bands that CMI group had played with were gay and have done, you know, like openly gay. And have done events, you know, supporting like drag queen story time and shit like that. But at least those bands are honest, right? They're gay and they say they're gay. And that's it. You know, like I used to know a gay band called Pansy Division. I booked them a few times in Chicago. And I looked at this guy's page and I right away thought of this Pansy Division song called Fluffy City. He says, I feel like I landed on another planet of men with gym tits, of clones with gym tits hard as granite. Body fascists rule this land. Where can I find a flat-chested man? And because there's two sides of the gay. There's the feminine, you know, or the, you know, average just gay dude. There's also this like weirdo muscle gay side, right? And this guy's part of that. Now, I'm all for working out. I'm all for fitness. I'm all for staying in shape because number one, that helps you with pain. And if you have, you know, arthritis and conditions like I have, it helps to do a little bit of exercise here and there, although I can't obviously go for the type of endurance like some other people might. I have to break it up, right? But when you're acting like working out is something for gay fetish, it's almost like you're turning off straight people from working out. You're like, well, I don't want to get all buff because dudes will think I'm trying to get other dudes to look at me. You know, like that's kind of like the vibe. Also, by the way, getting as buff as this guy is a little over the fucking top. All right. He's taking close up pictures of his fucking legs and stuff. I hate motherfuckers that do that. Let me just put that out there. I hate when men do shit like that. Take 10 million fucking selfies and post pictures of their gains and shit like that. For what? You're gay. Just be openly gay and go to the club, go to Pride or whatever. You don't have to fucking take over everybody's normal hashtags and make your shit come up in the middle of when somebody's trying to look for something normal. You know? And that's essentially what this guy is doing because he's on the hashtag of you know, the hashtag in real life of the hardcore and oi culture, you know? And we don't want to have to see his shit. You know, make your page private, you fucking freak. God damn. Guy's got about 10 pictures of his wife in her fucking underpants. Look like personal bedroom type pictures that should not be on the fucking internet. And especially not on a page where you have family pictures with the kid, right? And again, like, and he makes these like bondage, by the way, he made those bondage dolls. That wasn't just a picture of something he saw somewhere. He literally sits there and makes little leather outfits for dolls. yeah, but I'm just saying, keep your private shit private. There's a reason why the stuff in your pants is called your private parts. Because it's supposed to be private. Supposed to be between you, yourself, and, you know, your partner, your lover, okay? And this guy's got it all mixed up. And there's a lot of that going around. It's not just this guy. Like I said, he's a symptom, and he's symbolic of a problem in the culture. Again, I don't have a problem with if somebody's gay. I don't even have a problem if a skinhead is gay. But if you try to make it like skinhead is a gay thing, then I do have a problem with it. Just the same as when I run into people who are liberal that are Jewish. Like, being liberal is not part of being Jewish. That's just your personal choice. Stop trying to associate things together in the minds of the public, which don't fucking go together. You're representing for something. Because you're getting attention using all these hashtags and all this shit and going around promoting, you're getting attention to something and then basically fooling people. It's like clickbait, you know? And that's basically conservative military image is a clickbait band, you know, where all these people, oh, look at that. That looks cool. Click. And then they buy it and they just check it out and it looks cool, you know? And that's all it is. It just looks cool. It's not really cool though. Because acting out your gay fetish around kids is not cool. I don't think it's cool. But the little video there that I made, their YouTube video that I was taking those comments that you saw there, and there was a lot more drama in the comments, of course, than I posted, but I specifically wanted to just put the ones that were referring to, you know, certain things like the drugs and the gay stuff and all that. And yeah, I'm gonna call steroids the drugs. Okay, it's a drug. And you're not using it because you need it for a fucking health reason. I've taken a steroid because that my doctor had prescribed for like a week. You know what I mean? But you're not promoting something positive. And I know they don't feel that they have to. Because as you saw, it FSU doesn't believe in being positive. They believe in being violent more than being positive. Now, I believe that violence is acceptable only to prevent you or someone near you from getting killed or hurt, right? Self-defense is when you do violence. Like this motherfucker is trying to come and threaten me, and he's saying that he's going to intimidate me, and you might have to throw down. Even if you end up throwing the first punch, okay, I understand that. But just promoting the idea that violence and going to jail is cool and stuff is very irresponsible behavior when you have a children are part of your audience, you know? And their latest t-shirt ad, it says support crime. This is, shows their t-shirt. That's the slogan of the thing. It says support crime, and then it's like a conservative military image shirt. What do you mean support crime? Are you trying to get these kids sent to fucking jail? Support crime, shoot up drugs, be in prison is cool. None of that's cool, bro. It's all some weird shit that you think is kinky, but if people, young people who are not into it as a kink, are influenced by you, then they're going to end up actually being hurt. They're going to have fucked up lives because this, you know, this guy made it look cool because yard hard and shit, you know? And you're not hard. You're on steroids. That's the other thing. You know, just because you feel all pumped up with your roid rage and your muscles are big, your fucking heart is about to fucking give out any day now. So have fun with that. But stop promoting it to fucking kids. Stop promoting degeneracy to kids. And just keep it to yourself, you know? But that's what we're dealing with the left, because they want an army of future fucked up leftists who also have mental illness and all this bullshit going on to continue their work, because obviously they're not going to accomplish their goals within their lifetime. They want the next generation to continue this fruitless labor of trying to convince the world that being the shittiest person possible is awesome. You know, good luck with that shit. I'm going to play a brief advertisement, and then I'll be back to conclude this show.
Are you tired of being bullied for having a whack-ass, boring wardrobe? Answer is simple. Get some style. Stop dressing like a chump. Get you some stylish gear from Fight League. T-shirts, sweatshirts, stickers, and much, much more. Merch.fightleague.com. Look around and get rid of that whack-ass t-shirt you're wearing. You know you want to join the cool kids gang. Fightwing.com now!
You know, it's kind of funny that I had FSU on here. Along with that show, I just thought about the advertisement. Are you tired of being bullied for wearing your whack-ass t-shirt? Like, well, FSU, if you wear the wrong fucking shirt, they'll kill you. They'll beat you to death with a bar stool. Good fucking night. Good fucking night.